Hi, this is Katie Ward with Lancaster Consulting. Today is August 19th, 2023. It has been a while since I've done one of these, and for a couple reasons. The first reason is because Anchor was bought out by Spotify, and I hadn't switched over. And then once I switched over, I realized that all my earned income that I had made on Anchor from listeners and everything like that was gone. And I have been trying to figure out how to get that money back and from Spotify, and still working that out. And all that money that I make through listeners is basically turned around and donated to nonprofit organizations. And I really want that money back so I can give by the end of the year. But anyhow, a couple other reasons are that there was some employees who were being looked at, not me, that were doing some hiring, doing some resume writing and all kinds of stuff like that. And then they were hiring the people that they were helping. And even though I've never done anything like that, I've always had all the approvals from lawyers and everything to do resume writing and workshops. I just took a step back and took a break. And I'm actually no longer writing resumes just to keep myself protected. But I am still doing workshops, resume writing workshops for those who are interested. The other reason is that I just needed a break. I was doing all kinds of things at the same time. I was finishing up my doctorate, and I was teaching and then working a lot and working on my farm, and it was just a lot, and I just needed a break. And I thought about changing platforms and leaving Spotify just because of the losing my money situation, but I didn't want to lose all who were listening to me and moving to a different platform. And for those who have listened to what I've made before, I wanted to keep that going if you actually are listening to me and follow what I do. It was kind of interesting. I received a message from somebody who I had helped with their resume, and they actually got on with the federal government, and they had told me people are listening. They are watching my Facebook page. They are watching my Instagram page, and they are following my tips and resources, as well as just some advice or just some sharing information or just a funny photo or something like that. So I didn't realize that I had people who are actually still listening to me, and I only really made these for me and for those who were wanting to get on with the federal government. Today is Aviation in Oklahoma Day, and I thought this would be a great time to kind of restart the podcast. I don't know how often I'm going to do these. I think it's just going to be whenever I feel like it. And I think it's going to be when I have something I want to share that I think is going to be helpful. But I think it's going to be a reset, and I want to start over and kind of start from scratch and start from what I think people want to know when it comes to trying to get on with the federal government, or if you're not trying to get on with the federal government, also starting from scratch about just resume writing in general. And I see a lot of LinkedIn posts and stuff from different people about resume writing and how they offer it. And I've seen resumes that come out of it, and I just don't think it's enough for what people and businesses and the government is looking for. And so I think it's just a nice time to break and start over and start from the basics and just help everybody understand where to start from a baseline. That means like USA Jobs, where to find jobs, and just starting over. So I think the first thing I want to cover for just this one is just looking for jobs. And I'm not even going to talk about where to find them or anything like that. But when you are looking for jobs, especially for the government, it's not easy. It's not fast. And it's going to take a lot of time on your part to do the research and looking for specific jobs that are important to you and what you want to do in your life. And one of the great things about working for the government, I've said this before, is that once you're in, you can move from different agencies. You can go from DOD to non-DOD. You can go into education. You can go work for the IRS. You could go work for the FBI. You just have endless opportunities once you have entered federal service, and you meet that kind of time in, and you are going from an accepted position to a competitive position. And so just taking the time to research for jobs is the most important. And I know that sometimes on weekends I will sit and I'll take time, an hour of my day, and I'll just start searching jobs that are interesting to me and jobs that I want to go towards. And something that's important to me is aviation. And I don't know if I might ever leave aviation, but if I ever do, I'd like to explore different agencies. And like I said, it's not easy. One of the things that I have noticed is when you leave and you go to a different agency, it's sometimes harder because they are specifically looking for somebody already internal to their agency, even though it's open to either anyone or open to federal employees or other special authorities like disabled veterans or Schedule A or something like that. But it's still really hard. Whenever I applied for a job with another agency, I just never could get referred. And they were so specific about the job requirements that it makes it seem that only somebody who does work for that agency or even in that organization would be the only ones qualified to get on with that area. And so for me, you know, I've been writing resumes for years and I try to get better as I go and learn from things and people and take that knowledge with me. And it just seems that it's really hard sometimes, depending on where you're trying to go. Sometimes it's easier just coming from the outside in versus already being an internal federal employee and trying to move agencies. It just really depends on the agency or where you're trying to go. And so if I have trouble myself, then it's not easy. And that just shows that you just have to keep working at it and keep trying and keep hitting the apply button everywhere you look. And so I always tell people that if you need to take a break from searching, but you might be missing an opportunity that's only open for, you know, 5 days, and it might be the perfect job for you and you might miss out. So take time. I always say usually in the middle of the week, if not the weekend, to start doing that job search. And I say do it weekly because typically most jobs are open, you know, at least 3 days. And so Wednesday is a day that I might look in the evening time. I'll be scrolling online through USA Jobs. I also searched on LinkedIn. Other sources I search are directly on the agency's websites. And then I also search on just specific sites just by Googling certain things. So I just want to point out that it is just very time consuming. And not only whenever you're applying for jobs, but reading the entire job description and making sure that you even qualify. There was recently a job that
I had applied for and I thought I'd be qualified for based off of the job description. And so whenever I applied for the job, I got to the questionnaire of the job, and it was very, very, very specific computer systems that I would have no knowledge of knowing unless I actually worked for that agency. And so I immediately exited the application and I didn't apply, even though that the job description and the knowledge, skills, and abilities I met, when you got to the questionnaire, when I got to the questionnaire, there was no way that I could say that I knew any of those systems. I would walk into that job if I had gotten it and I would not know what I'm doing. And that's not fair to the organization, especially, you know, you don't want to lie if you don't know something. And so I got out of the application and I didn't apply for the job. I just didn't know those systems. I didn't even know what they were. So, that's just what I want to share, that it's time consuming. It's hard. It's not fun. And, you just have to be patient and you have to take the time, set some time aside to do your research. Set time aside to do the job searching in multiple areas. And really, that's all I have for tonight. Just be patient and keep trying. Anyways, have a good evening. It's 105 degrees right now at 7:45 p.m. in Oklahoma. I don't know what the weather is like there, but I don't want to go outside for anything except for maybe a snow cone. Have a good evening. This is Katie Ward with Lancaster Consulting. Bye.